It's an exciting time, Devin, to be a part of the Anderson family.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, I love these days when I get to take a lot of resources that I've worked so hard for and have the stars align. And I think that's what we're going to do today. We're going to dive into Studio AOC. I'm going to read an article about opening the right drawer and slamming it shut when you need to, and really focusing and taking one of our really strong industry partners, Anderson Windows and Doors, coming into Studio AOC with two of our great partners who have helped build the architectural collection in the big door category.
And particularly to talk about some of the highlights from the International Builders Show in Orlando, Florida that we just came back from, and some of the exciting new product introductions and that type of thing. I'm sure we'll hear some great details. So,
excellent. So let's dive in and have a fireside chat with Rob and Nathan, executives from the Anderson Corporation, where we're going to peel back the layers from the 2017 International Builder Show.
Here we go.
Rob, what's your favorite beverage?
Hi, Devin. I would have to say my favorite beverage would be a Fresca Pop.
Really?
Really.
We've never heard Fresca before.
Interesting things you can do with Fresca. You can put a little vodka in it, other adult libations to it, but steady as she goes, Fresca is for me.
There you go.
Tell us about your favorite place you've traveled.
I would say my favorite place, a couple of years ago, we did a family safari to Africa. We went to South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Botswana. It was just phenomenal. So by far, that has been my most favorite place.
Very awesome. Cool.
Give us one specific story from that trip.
I would say, let's see. Well, the best story probably is a hunt for the giraffes. The kids wanted to see giraffes in the worst way. We looked for days and days and days. And the elation on their face when we finally came upon these giraffes, something that I'll never forget. It was just super inspiring. And like I said, the kids were just beside themselves. So,
tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
Well, my favorite hobby is just outdoors. And so my family enjoys outdoors. We love to hunt, to fish, to hike. We've got a small little remote cabin up in northern Minnesota with no electricity, no running water. So the more we can get up there and basically just disconnect from life and get closer as a family without all the distractions, that's our favorite thing to do.
Nice.
Excellent. So we got to know a little bit about Rob Garofalo. Nathan, hang in there. We're going to get to you. We got another guest into Studio AOC as well for this show. Tell us your role with the Anderson Corporation.
So I'm a senior business manager, and I manage the architectural collection. And so I oversee the whole business there from managing the product portfolio to how we go to market, research and development. We get the whole P&L responsibility, and it's a great role being able to work with all the functions of the business. And the nice thing about the way we're set up there is we can really change what we need to change and react quickly that we have. To be as one business unit where you have all the functions aligned, we can react a lot quicker to the market needs. It's been just a real fun. I've been doing that for about 4 years now. It's been a real fun journey.
Excellent. We look forward to peeling back some of the layers. Next, we're going to be asking the speed round questions to Nathan Crazier, and I will be tying this all together of why we are so honored to have you two into Studio AOC. So let's get to know a little bit about Nathan. Nathan, what's your favorite beverage?
Hey, Devin, I'm going to have to go with Verner's. It's the Michigan ginger ale, and being a Midwest guy from Michigan, I'm going to go with the Verner's.
And then you can add some good stuff after a long day's work like Rob, right?
Similar to Rob, we are adding extra ingredients.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, my wife and I, just before we had our first little one, traveled to India. And so we traveled with a B-school friend, and we went all over the country, and it just provided a new perspective and made you feel really good about what we have here back in the United States. And it was just great to go around there. And we participated in Holi, which is the Festival of Colors, and where they throw all kinds of chalk and different paint at you. And it was just a really cool trip.
Fantastic. And your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena?
Really similar to Rob, not trying to be, Rob's twin brother here, but outdoors is where we're at. My family and I, we have some farmland in some area of Michigan, and similar to Rob, we hunt that land. We also have parties out there on the 80, we call it, and just getting out there, horseback riding, shooting skeet. That's really where we have and make the best memories in our family.
Outstanding. So I'm totally honored to have these two guys into Studio AOC because we've had a lot of conversations behind the scene. And I'm going to start out by reading an article that my father-in-law and advisor, who I'm always talking about on the show, of have a really good advisory council, which Anderson has been a big part of growing my business. So I'm going to read this article and how it all ties into this conversation today. And the article is titled Memories of Napoleon Bonaparte. It is said that Voltaire used to have a number of desks in his room. On one, there was a poem which he begun, on another, a tragedy, on another, a piece of historical writing, and on another, a pamphlet. The author used to pass from one kind of composition to another as the spirit moved him. Napoleon used a similar system where he would deal with matters relating to war, to diplomacy, to finance, to commerce, to public works, and so on, all sitting in one room. He rested from one kind of work by engaging in another. Each subject was the object of special, complete, and sustained attention. No confusion of ideas, no fatigue, and no desire to shorten the hours of labor ever made themselves felt. Napoleon used to explain the clearness of his mind and his faculty of being able to prolong his work to extreme limits by saying that the various subjects were arranged in his head as though in a cupboard. When I want to interrupt one piece of work, he used to say, and this is the part, Tribe, that really hits home to me, and I'll talk a little bit more, is I close the drawer in which it is used and I open another. The two pieces of business never get mixed up together and never trouble or tire me. When I want to go to sleep, I close all the drawers, and as Devin likes to say, I slam them shut, and then I am ready to go off to sleep. So the reason I tell that article is when my father-in-law, as we've been building our businesses and having communications, paint the picture, folks, that you're sitting at your desk, and what should be on top of your desk, and what is all the chaos behind you. And the way Devin Tilley runs his life, he used to have the title of president owner of Mountain View Window and Door, and he changed his title to Devin Tilley, the information entrepreneur. And why I did that is because I found in the construction industry, it's really hard to only do one thing, but if you do too many things, you get way too distracted. So I have two drawers that I live my life. The number one drawer and each are 50-50, and I put my attention into both. The first drawer I'm going to talk about is you, Tribe, the Art of Construction. I open up the Art of Construction drawer. The Art of Construction, the number one show on iTunes for contractors and architects for you to grow your business. It's all global and timeless. It's big picture. I want to be the face for the supply channel when it comes to construction. When I'm working on that and I'm sitting in the Studio AOC, that's where my head's at. But when I leave the Studio AOC, I slam that drawer shut and I walk into my company, Mountain View Window and Door, the president owner of Mountain View Window and Door. And the reason I'm telling you that story and why I want to have these guests in the Studio AOC is because I have been able to bridge the gap with an amazing company, Anderson Windows and Doors. But they're big, folks, and there's a lot of layers into that. We have been working on stuff. I'm going to have Nathan talk next and tell us about what behind the scenes we called the Brett Door. And the Brett Door was released at IBS a couple weeks ago, and this show is all about us to peel back the layers and talk about our story to educate through the IBS. And my goal at the end of this is for everybody to visualize what Anderson and their strategic partners did at the IBS show that was unbelievable. So Nathan, the joke behind the scene, when I walked onto the booth and saw you, and I said, there's the door we've been working on for so long. And Rob Garofalo, who's also can piggyback off of that, well, the handle didn't show up, but we got it working. And let's build off of that story of the door in the IBS show that we worked so hard on. So Nathan, the stage is yours to rock and roll.
I just love that, Devin, the Brett door, and I couldn't agree more. It just shows the power of getting out with and partnering with our dealer body and our architects and our tradesmen to really dive in and understand what those needs are. And this is a great example. The Brett door, it was back in early 2016. Rob and I, we were over in Dubuque, and we had invited some of the team members from Mountain View Window and Door to come out and help us with a focus group. And we were dialing in on really two topics, two trends that we saw out there in the market. One was all this big glass and, you know, big doors. And then the other trend we were trying to dial in is, what is contemporary or modern styling? And so what blossomed out of that focus group was this new multi-glide door. And so as we embarked off of that market research and did additional market research, what we found was there was an opportunity to bring to market a big door solution at a more mainstream price point. And so the multi-glide platform was designed to help the customer find the perfect balance between design freedom, but also performance and cost. We oftentimes hear from customers how important it is to have consistent design language throughout a project, the whole house project. And so to provide a solution, Anderson has designed the new multi-glide door to have the same design language as other E-Series windows and patio doors. And the way that manifests itself is a few examples would include consistent high quality paint finishes, factory stained wood finishes, or sightline dimensions. And while the multi-glide fills a portfolio gap, it remains one product solution among many that enables a customer to fill any opening across any price point. And really, that's what brought us back to our IBS booth, was trying to exemplify with our robust product portfolio how we could provide solutions across any price point. And we were marrying up multi-glide aluminum doors with Fibrex and vinyl products, and really trying to show how you could take that portfolio and fit, you know, fulfill many different solutions.
Excellent. And I also want to make sure we're talking global pictures. When we're talking the multi-glide and the big door strategy, this is a door where multiple panels move. It was a hole we had in our Anderson portfolio that they recognized, went after it, and Anderson as a big company really did an amazing job doing the right, you know, testing and working through to get that door done. And back to my drawer philosophy is sometimes the doors a little bit overlap. And when we're talking the art of construction, we're trying to zoom out and see the whole project, as Devin says, the 30,000 foot view, and really understand how the whole big thing comes together. But when we're in the Mountain View Window and Door drawer, I think I drive Anderson crazy sometimes because I am the devil's in the details. So I am going way into, like, I'm always trying to make it better. And when I see Nathan, I was like, this door is amazing, but you're missing the receiver groove, which is our secret sauce in the E-Series. And that's, I think, where, you know, me and the construction industry can really have that stuff come together. So Rob, tell us about the evolution of buying companies like Wyland and Eagle, this whole new launch of the architectural collection, and give us the evolution of how this all came to the IBS, where you guys launched an amazing new branding strategy.
Yeah, well, happy to do so. So we originally launched the architectural collection about 4 years ago, back in 2011. And really, the idea was creating an umbrella brand where we could more robustly talk about our premium product lines, our A-Series and E-Series in particular. But over the years, as that started to evolve, We purchased Wyland in Oceanside, California, that Nathan manages, a high-end custom lift and slide and bifold doors. As we even went to the marketplace to better understand how are people viewing Anderson today versus a few years ago, number one brand in the industry, hands down. But we didn't always get the response that people understood that Anderson had luxury or premium products. And so we said, you know, we've got the best, most robust portfolio, both across all price points. And so that's where we said, let's really look at the architectural collection. What is it really going to stand for Anderson? And so the new logo change really signifies that Anderson is different than it was yesterday. Anderson, still the number one brand in the industry, but we compete and perform in all price points, including the premium side, or I like to say, the luxury side of Anderson. And that's really the message behind what the architectural collection is. And so the architectural collection encompasses all our premium products, the A-Series, E-Series product lines of patios and windows, as well as all of Nathan's big doors, the folding doors, the multi-glide door you guys just talked about in Wyland. And so it's really going to give us another vehicle for us to go out and market and communicate Anderson's portfolio to the architectural and design community in a different way than we have in the past.
Excellent. We'll make sure we have references on the show notes, and they have been doing a whole shift change on the websites and strategies. So if you've been like me selling, you know, Eagle Window to E-Series, and they just switched Eagle Window and EagleWindow.com into the Anderson website, things are a little bit different. So you have to really have good trusted advisors, and that's what we are doing both with the Art of Construction and Mountain View, to be a resource. As folks, the only constant is change, but change is hard. But the change that Anderson is making is amazing, and the products and what they're doing is really awesome. The video that they made to, it was kind of the launch for IBS, I loved the video. And at the start of the video, the commentator, the first thing is, ask the question is, what do you see in common about all these designs? So much glass. And I just thought that was so well done, and that's what we're all trying to capture on. But a glass house has a lot of complications to make all of the modern contemporary type designs look so seamless and still bury the structure and all those types of things. And that's where the evolution, I think, of the architectural collection that strategic partners have been working with Anderson to really encompass and pull that whole system together. Because as Anderson acquired these companies, there were some holes and some gaps in the product line that I commend Anderson, how they went out and self-developed the 100 series Fibrex that can play in a lot of arenas, or going out and buying Wyland with their patented track system and Eagle Window and Door, and then taking all of what those companies did really well and not be ignorant and say we're not going to change, but looking at the best parts and pieces of all those lines and pulling them all together. So, Rob, tell us a little bit about your thoughts of the evolution with the glass house, why you did that video, and what you can do to take care of that, to kind of paint the picture for our listeners that you've done so well in those videos.
Yeah, well, again, I think, you know, the reason we did the video was really to showcase what we can do, to your point. So the glass house, or this whole big contemporary theme that architectural that's really sweeping across America, not that contemporary hasn't been around for forever. Frank Lloyd Wright was arguably a king of contemporary. We've been doing contemporary since I can remember, long before that. So when we looked at our portfolio, and again, we just said, God, we can do a lot of these things already today. Certainly have some holes that we need to fill. And so we started to do that. The multi-glide door was obviously one of them. Came up with narrower rails on our hinge doors, and really aligning sight lines to be smaller and thinner and narrower, but making sure that everything works together. So the portfolio, as robust as it is, I think for us, it's equally as much as, now we got to let everybody know that this is what Anderson can do, and we can do it in probably a much better way than most other folks can.
Definitely. And now the what, you definitely created the why. You guys have definitely done a good job with that, with the branding of the architectural collection, the product. Now it's, what do we do with this? So as me being on Anderson's advisory council, it's been such an honor, and they've taken such good care of me, and hopefully I've done the same for Anderson and given them a lot of good information. But we meet quarterly, a group of us, there's 10 dealers and the executives of Anderson, and they bring different strategic partners in to find the biggest pain and fix it. And what we've been doing over the last few years is I go to those meetings, back to the drawer, I open up the Art of Construction, though this has been in my mind for a long time. A lot of people of Anderson are just learning about this whole Art of Construction thing, but I've been building strategically this up at the global platform. But then I come back to my company, where we're the best supplier of windows, doors, and hardware to contractors, architects, and project designers in Colorado for my company, Mountain View Window and Door. This is where I want Kevin to chime in, who's been with me from the beginning of the Art of Construction, who has just been along for the ride, and for some reason he bought into this with the software and certain things. You've lived it day in and day out. So tell us your thoughts of the evolution from this process.
Well, it's one of those things, the video is a good launching pad to talk about this, and that is that we're constantly getting plans and requests from architects out there to build these big glass houses. You know, lots of open space, thin lines, all those kinds of things, and they want it yesterday. And yet, a lot of times you can't build exactly the way they've designed it. But it's really been fascinating to see not only the evolution of the product line within Anderson, but also the collaboration between those of you on the council. And then when we've been able to have flybacks, we take flybacks with clients, with architects and builders back to Bayport and to Dubuque to look at some of the specific aspects. And one of the things I remember distinctly as being one of the highlights of the trip to Bayport is the chance to go through the research facility. And I wanted to ask Rob to kind of talk a little bit, without revealing obviously any corporate secrets, but talk a little bit about the inner workings of the things that you've gone through to not only make these things look right, which is what the architects always are asking for, but to make it work in a way that provides the ability to withstand strong winds and design pressure and to live up to bad weather in different climates and that kind of thing. So talk a little bit about the different process you go through maybe than others are doing out there, again, without revealing any corporate secrets.
Rob, what's the name of that place?
Well, I won't reveal any secret sauce, but yes, the name of our research and development center is called the Garofalo Center. So unfortunately for me, but named after my father, who worked for Anderson for about 35 years and retired as CEO and chairman back in 2007. So certainly a great honor for him to have a building like that named after him. I always tell people at Anderson, they'll have a better chance of having a building named after them than I ever will. So I won't give away the secret to the sauce, but I will tell you the amount of engineering and testing is, I just have to believe, is unrivaled by anybody else. We have a very structured stage gate methodology that we go through on our product development process. At each gate, there is extensive testing. Either, I would say probably 90% of what we do are at least validating what our suppliers say they did, from, to your point, from coatings to materials and corrosion. Structural is obviously very, very important to us. But we've also developed internal tests, which probably are far more severe than anything the product would ever see, because once you put all that stuff together, it has to work as a system. And you can test individual components and everything can be great. And then also you put it together and you find out, well, boy, that type sealant didn't work as well because through all the thermal cycling, we found out that the fatigue, the silicone didn't last and you get water infiltration. So we really try to have a robust, rigorous testing process where we can really fish out anything that we think might happen. Arguably, that takes a little longer to do that. But we think that when we hit the market with a new product, it's been tested. We certainly obviously stand behind everything that we produce. But that's really the thing is nothing goes without being tested, looked at, or signed off by our research and development team.
That's a really good point, guys. And the whole thing we're always saying to our tribe on the Art of Construction, it's not a matter of if, it's when something happens, and it's how you take care of it. We don't have enough time, we don't have enough money to make all the mistakes ourselves. So the Garofalo Center is one of those things that is our get out of jail free on a lot of things that a lot of companies don't have those investments. So they're putting it out there, and you folks, you contractors and architects listening, are the ones that are testing it in the field. Well, the testing in the field, when it goes wrong, there's a lot of pointing of the fingers. And that's where we're honored to hang our hat with Anderson, is because they test it, and when it comes to market, it's truly been tested versus just test one in a opening wall and the NFRC, and there's a lot of layers to that whole thing as well. But my point of this whole thing is that you don't have enough time to do it, make all the mistakes yourself. And that's one of the things I hear of the competitors knocking Anderson, is they say, man, it takes them so long to come to market. They're always last. Well, the reason is because they're testing it and making sure it's vetted and working. So bear with us. Sometimes me as an expressive, I'm screaming at Nathan and you did this, but you should have done this 10 days ago type guy. And it's a challenge for us all, but it's amazing how fast you guys have come to market with some of these new trends. So tell us one of the things, Nathan, that you launched as a partnership with your multi-glide door at the IBS show.
Yeah. One of the big themes we're seeing out there is the smart homes. And a part of the smart home can mean a lot of different solutions, whether it's a thermostat or a smart refrigerator that has a menu on it. But one is automation. And so as you look to the big door space, and whether you're a baby boomer sitting on the couch trying to let your dog out to use the restroom, or you're a millennial having your friends over and you're having a cocktail party and you want to show off some new technology with your iPhone and let folks out of the room, automation is key to enabling that on these big doors. And the reality is these doors are pretty impressive, but they have pretty heavy panels as well. And there's a lot of technology in the roller systems, and we're excited about our roller system making it easier to roll these. But if you have an automation solution in place, that takes that all off the table. And the key to it is making it fully integrated so that it's easy to install. You know that it's going to be quality and work over and over again. And aesthetics. You don't want to compromise on aesthetics as well. So making sure that all the components are tucked away clean and you have nice trim around those components. And so we recently partnered up on a joint development with Stanley, and we were excited to introduce Anderson Automation powered by Stanley at this year's IBS show. And we were just tickled with the feedback from the market. We had a couple different features we were showcasing. One of those was what we were calling the party mode. So as you advance to the door with a tray of drinks and your hands were full, the door would open and you could easily pass through. And there's also a sensor on the opposite side as you came back into your home. We also had a gesture control that we were showcasing. And a similar scenario is if you have a tray of steaks and it's a Tuesday night and you're not having a big party, but you just walk up to the door and you wave your elbow in front of the internal remote, which is actually very modern looking, and it allows that door to easily open and you can egress the home. But the beauty of partnering with Stanley is they're tried and true. These are the same components that are used in their commercial products. You can think about a big box store, let's say, where you have millions of folks, customers going in and out of the store up in Maine, and you have inclement weather, it's cold, you have snow, you have steel shopping carts banging up against the door. And Stanley's doors have proven, and the technology, automation technology, have proven to be tried and true and withstand the test of time. And so we're just really delighted to have the opportunity to partner up with Stanley, bring an automation solution to the residential and light commercial market that's different and better.
Did I recall seeing something on the Anderson Facebook feed? You were on a stage with somebody about something at the IBS in reference to this.
Yeah, in fact, I think it had something to do with hardware, but we're not talking about door hardware. I think it was some kind of an award hardware.
Yeah, we had been away from IBS for a few years, and Anderson came back, and we wanted to make a big presence, and we were excited about the booth design, and we were introducing the Multi-Glide. And there's also categories, the best of IBS categories, and there's a 5 or 6 categories. One of those is the best window and door product. It was an honor to go up on stage, as you guys joked, to receive the recognition as the best window and door product in the industry.
Boom!
For the Multi-Glide
door. Yeah! Woo, Anderson!
And it was really exciting. It was a testament to all the market research. You know, you're talking to Mountain View Window and Doors and other customers, working with the design team, the engineers, as we moved through that product development process that Rob talked about, and we got to commercialization. It was taking this product and working with our manufacturing engineers and plant to build it and make sure that quality was first. And, you know, you take all of that hard work and bring it to market in about a year and a half, and to be recognized with the best window and door product at IBS, it was just such a pleasure and delight.
Excellent. Have I ever had a conversation with you about corner meet windows?
I vaguely recall something like that.
So I have to joke so I don't become a total thorn on their side, but another hole that Anderson I thought had was the E-Series could do a frame, but it was kind of... Architects really want to have that glass-on-glass corner, but there's a lot of education that goes into that, especially in our market in Colorado where you really need to have insulated glass. And Rob, I want you to talk about the far-end corner of the IBS booth where we talked about earlier the new contemporary door panel. Adjacent to that is a window I want you to talk about. Tying it all together with corner meet windows, and what did you do on the inside of that? And it just looks so clean and contemporary.
Yeah, what we had at the booth that you're referring to on that corner, we had two corner meet windows. Now, those ones there were just the monolithic pieces of glass that were glazed in there. So you know this because you certainly have brought it to our attention many times. But you know, when we look at part of this contemporary trend, that's just one of the simple elements that can be on a home that really pull out the contemporary design of the architecture. And we're focusing on how we market that better. Again, to my earlier comment, you know, we have all this stuff already. I think we just need to do a better job telling people about it.
And what wood species did you use on the inside of that?
So that was a vertical grain fir on the inside of that.
And so tell us the process with the architectural collection, because a lot of the brands out there with these modern designs now, and also talk about your paint process with blending all that stuff together, because I think that's a really important architectural detail on how you can blend all that stuff together.
Yeah. Well, across product lines, right? Because you might want something that's really big in one product line and it's maybe not offered in another product line, but being able to mix and match is really where our strength lies too. So again, going back to the research and development side of things, you know, after we purchase companies and you integrate them, now everything has to work together. So we're going to make sure that all the colors line up, all the paint durability is the same durability, although there might be different chemistries to the paint depending on what substrate the paint is on the exterior. It all needs to perform the same, has to have the same gloss and the same color retention levels. And so, again, that's part of our robust testing that we do to ensure that happens. And then lining up suppliers so that we're getting wood species from the same parts of the country. And VG fir is a great example of that, as is probably mahogany. But, you know, you can have vertical grain fir come from different parts of the country that are different colors. And that's a function of where the trees grow and things like that, and the minerals in the soil. So really try to make sure that we have all those I's dotted and T's crossed so that you can, first of all, so we have uniformity even within the product line, but if you want to mix and match product lines, that everything just seamlessly ties together like that.
So if I'm hearing this right, if I were to buy a door from brand A and a big fancy window from brand B, and brand C is a different window to go in the shower, and brand D is for the bifolding window, so on and so forth, you're saying that the colors in the paint process may not all be the same, right?
Well, it could be, yeah. Again, you know,
But you don't know if you're buying all these other different brands. And my point is that Anderson has really filled the gaps with the architectural collection that we can value engineer down with the 100 series, or we can do things with the patented technologies from Weiland that no one else can do, and pulling all that together into one package that has one warranty that goes through one R&D facility is something that no one else has. And I think that's a very important detail when we want to really cater to architects. When they are putting it on paper, they're not looking at using four different architect softwares to develop their plans. They're using one system to put that out there. So, Rob, tell us some things that you're doing to cater towards architects.
We've got a segment, people just dedicated to architects. Jess Marshall leads that segment group. And so things that we're doing is making sure that all our tools are up to date to what they're using. So, for example, Revit, BIM, SketchUp, things that are easy for architects to grab and download. And sometimes that sounds simple and nondescript, but even downloading our BIM or Revit files, making sure they're not too big to bog their computers down, little details like that. So, but we want things to be easy for them to specify us. So again, those type tools all on our website. But as well as helping educate, what we really want to be is just a great resource for the architect. You know, obviously on windows and doors, but you know, structural performance, what's needed on a window or door, at what level, on the coast, off the coast, third floor, on the corner, you know, how do we help become more of a resource to them as well? So that, again, you know, our whole thing is, how do we make your lives easier? And part of that is, you know, we have the portfolio, but the other part is just being a good resource to them.
Excellent. Nathan?
Yeah, the only thing to add is Rob did a pretty good job at how we're trying to support the architect is, you know, some other feedback we receive from that community is that it can be difficult for their clients to articulate what their vision is. So they may know what they like, but they don't know the proper name or how to achieve it. And so we created these pattern books. And what these pattern books do is it provides a vehicle for those homeowners sitting across the table from the architect to facilitate that conversation and find that solution that they're seeking for. They're just not able to talk about it, articulate it.
Well, now that you bring that up, I just wanted to highlight the fact that when we've been back again to Bayport with a group of architects, that's always one of the coveted things that they take home. You know, when you travel a lot, people generally don't want to be putting anything in addition to their luggage to take home, but they always take the pattern books, and they really like having that as a resource. So it's been real, real productive with the architecture community.
And they haven't just done, here's the three designs, and not, they've continued to evolve that. And now they've taken the modern world and done different, you know, industrial modern and different types of modern, which is so helpful because to try to keep up with all the times of what are these different styles of homes and what products and how you use them from all levels. And that's what we want to be in the Art of Construction, is another one of those tools or connectors to take that pattern book and talk about it and bring awareness to say, where does the multi-glide fit in the home and how does it connect and all those types of things in reference to all the other products. Rob, anything else that you would like to tell the world in reference to Anderson products or other things that you had at the IBS show?
Oh, wow. How much more time do we have, Devin? You know,
the beauty of a podcast, we can just edit it all out.
You know, I've been in Anderson 22 years and been involved in product pretty much that whole time. And the beautiful thing for me, my most enjoyable thing in my job, is when I get to help with a product, bring a product to market, see people use it and enjoy it, and it goes at home. I love that. And it was interesting, like Nathan says, 5 years since we've been back at IBS. And when we went back this year, we started to design the booth. We said, boy, this booth has got to look different than anything Anderson has ever done before. It should look so different that if there wasn't the orange Anderson logo above it, you wouldn't know whose booth it is, right? And I think we hit that spot on. And so as I stood back and just looked at the booth and all the people in it for a couple of minutes one day, it was just amazing to see that we have absolutely everything. Not that there certainly isn't little holes to fill, but it was just almost overwhelming to see all the work that's gone into Anderson with the acquisitions of companies and integration and the new development. And it's just, wow, a lot has happened over the last 5 or so years. My message to folks that maybe haven't visited our website or maybe used Anderson in a while, and if you think we're still that really great Midwest solid white window, come and take a look at us. We're a totally different company now.
Well said. And you guys had a videographer full site on in your booth, which was really cool. And I know Nathan got to be videoed there, so I want to put you up on the pedestal, Nathan, and what you said to the video camera. Paint the picture to our audience here on the podcast and tell us your version of what you told all these people to hear, your awesome products in your corner of the booth at IBS.
Thanks, Devin. It just goes back to build on what Rob's saying, is it's a new day at Anderson. And it's exciting with all the acquisition and such a robust product portfolio to see how you can create new solutions. And so as those business teams sat down and cross-pollinated, we had some pretty cool combination. We had a tried and true PermaShield, for instance, married up with the new geometric Fibrex shapes on the 100 series. We had the all aluminum clear anodized multi-glide married up beautifully with the 100 series and Silverline V1 and V3 products in one corner. You had that clad wood multi-glide on the other side with the same design language as that hinge thinner, more contemporary, even sightline hinge door mold to some E-Series windows for that consistent finish throughout the product corner. You had those beautiful, you were greeted at the beginning of the Anderson booth with these pretty spectacular lift slide doors that are built in our Oceanside, California facility. There is a radius lift slide, which had a curved radius on that, which is a pretty neat solution if you're looking for a dramatic entrance. And then we also had a corner, 90-degree corner lift slide. So just as Rob said, it's a new day. It's an exciting day. We have so much to offer through the from a traditional styling all the way through contemporary. We've got a product solution that can go across any price point. We're working on the service. We have a tremendous service network out there from coast to coast to pick you up and support you when you need it. It's an exciting time, Devin, to be a part of the Anderson family.
Yeah, and that's definitely why I wanted to. I appreciate you guys finding time right after IBS, and we're going to fast track you guys to the front of the list so we get this show out well, the IBS is so hot. And Anderson, they didn't just come back. They came back with a statement.
No question. You guys hit it out of the park. I mean, Devin, Keith, and I really enjoyed seeing all the products in motion and all you guys and all the buzz around the booth. I mean, it was well-deserved awards that you got without question. I mean, it was really, really well done.
Kevin, I want you to tell the story when we got back. That's the kind of challenge we all have, is that not everybody from all the Anderson reps and all of the dealers, not everybody gets to go see this booth at IBS. So it's properly setting the stage of who gets to go put their eyes on it to go back and tell the right stories. And one of the stories, Kevin, at our sales meeting with Mountain View, you told the story about Jay and the videos that they showed in their booth with the Yellowstone Club. And that was one thing that resonated with you. So I'd ask you to kind of tell the story to our listening audience.
Yeah, we were in the booth talking, everybody, Nathan and Rob, and we just happened to strike up a conversation with Jay. And right behind Jay was the video of him out at Yellowstone National Park working on some projects, talking about Anderson's commitment to sustainability and the environment and how they take that production, which is always, as a sidebar, always a point of interest also when we bring architects back to Bayport, and an integral part of the Anderson process and has been for many years, which is great. And that is taking the wood byproducts and incorporating it now into Fibrex, which has been in process for many, many years. But talking about specifically in this case, the work with Yellowstone National Park and taking some of the old facilities and bringing them up to date through better use of modern Anderson windows so that they can meet current energy codes, which all the other private builders are having to do on a daily basis. So it was just really interesting to hear and see that video and see the involvement with Anderson in all those arenas. And then also the idea that they're working on some of the private facilities with hotels and that in the parks. And it just was really, not only was it interesting, but it's a point of pride for all of us to be working with such a reputable group, to be doing things that not only help the environment, but also are, you know, making and improving everybody's environment and also doing business. It was just awesome.
So. Yeah, and when we say Jay Lund, this is the CEO of the Anderson Corporation, who he was also there in the booth watching the video with us. So they're not just a company where they just do one video. He literally talked about how he spent a month walking around and really getting involved, but he was also standing on the showroom floor. And I think that's so cool how Anderson, how the leadership team really goes to market. So, Rob, anything you'd have to add on what Anderson does to market on the philanthropic side?
Yeah, well, I mean, Yellowstone, you know, just to kind of maybe circle that around, it's so near and dear to our hearts. And I'm sure everybody's been out there. If you haven't, it's the best trip in the world. We just did a family trip out there this year too. But yeah, we've done 6 projects at least with them, from Lamar Valley to the Mammoth Hospital to the Lodge's Old Faithful. And we've used all of our different products in there for different reasons. Some for energy efficiency, some for historical architectural specifications and preserving that. It's a great organization to be involved in. And our values do line up there. And, you know, you mentioned the sustainability, right? They're all about sustainability, as are we are. And it's interesting when we talk to the superintendents of the park, and we've had them come out to Bayport, when they look at the river that we're on, we're on the St. Croix River, which is a national parkway in itself. We started talking a lot about our sustainability a few years ago, but quite honestly, we didn't always understand that that was a great message, because we grew up on a river for 114 years. We always were sustainable. That's just what you had to do. It was the only thing to do. So, you know, it's kind of like saying why you make your bed every day and now you're going to talk about it. So it's just in our DNA, right? So it's been a great partnership. In fact, we've been very instrumental and with them, and they're scouting and going to build a new youth campus in Yellowstone as well, that I think will probably break ground next year. So that's been a fun project as well. But certainly, you know, anytime you can align yourself with an organization like Yellowstone, I think it just speaks volume as to how keen you are to sustainability.
Excellent. And the last thing I want to kind of circle back on that we touched on earlier is how we filled the Anderson family of brands in segments. There was a really great marketing piece in their booth, well, several marketing pieces that kind of talked about segments and which products fit those segments. So in the past, it was kind of Anderson, as I say, my CFO, and with Mountain View, who is my father who raised me, who started as my boss's boss when I came into this industry, goes, back in the day when I started selling to Anderson Windows as a sales rep and then went to the top of that company, we had two colors and a few standard size windows. And it was like that for a long time. And they made an amazing business out of that. And then he came in after being an executive with another company back to being my CFO and getting back involved in helping selling windows. It's a very different world 30 years later. And I think a lot of people still resonate with Anderson of that amazing 114-year-old company. So Nathan, tell us about the marketing pieces in there. When you say you do have the V1 VE all the way up to the patented lift slide, as well as all the other segments, commercial, so on and so forth, and how they mix together.
Yeah, that's the focus has been on the customer. And when we talk about the customer, there's a lot of different customers that we're trying to focus in on and bring solutions to market. One of the focuses is the architect and having a, it's not about the product, although we love talking about product, it's about filling in the opening, right? And that balance between price, aesthetics, performance, and quality. And then we've been doing a lot of different programs we talked about earlier with our tools and Revit and whatnot. And then there's also the home improvement segment. We have a team that's focused on bringing to market pricing and product, and there's line extensions going on with different, you know, dark interior colors or Verilock wireless sensor solutions that are going to be nice solutions in the home improvement segment. We're also focused on commercial. We have another team that wakes up and lives and breathes the commercial segment, and E-Series has some Von Dupin hardware, for instance, that is commercial grade, meets the ADA compliance or FFHA. And we're not well known on the commercial. We're trying to change that because we do have product solutions and a team dedicated to that segment of the market. And so I think that was the message, is trying to say across these different segments, you know, we didn't talk about even new residential or the high-end residential builder where a lot of the architectural collection luxury products play. But we're trying to have a market focus and be, you know, laser focused on each of these segments and how each of them, you know, what their needs are and providing solutions to those needs.
Good job, guys. If there's one thing you want to leave for our contractors and architects listening, the one thing to the business bank to grow your business, I'm going to start with you, Rob. Give us the one thing that comes to mind that you want our listener audience to run with.
The risk of sounding redundant, my request would be, again, come visit us. We're not who you might remember us as. We've got more products and services to help your business and to help you differentiate your product from everybody else's.
Well said.
Nathan, end this on a high note like you ended the IBS on the stage winning the award.
You know,
no pressure.
No pressure. Yeah, you know, my takeaway would be invest in quality service and superior product. That would be my takeaway. You know, Anderson stands behind the product. They're tried and true. We talked about the rigorous testing. And so I think a little bit upfront investment in those will save you money in the long run.
Fantastic, guys. Hopefully our passion has portrayed to you, listening audience of IBS. And I challenge everybody listening to go there. Look us up. We'd love to meet up with you at IBS. Get with Anderson. The flybacks are unbelievable. Such an amazing company, how big they are, but how small they are when it comes to the relationships and how such cool people to work with. So thanks for taking your time out of your busy schedule and telling us your story in Studio AOC.
Yep, thanks for the time, guys.
Well, hopefully, Tribe, we've painted the picture of one of our great experiences from being at the IBS. As we continue to build the Art of Construction platform with adding video and other resources, we continue to get more involved with the strategic of alignment of the industry partners like International Builders Show, so on and so forth, to be your leaders so you can just listen and now watch the Art of Construction to help you grow your business and learn about what's going on out there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening in the Anderson world in terms of new products and exciting things that are out there for the architecture and building community. So take a look at the show notes page. A lot of details on there that you can dig a little bit deeper into some of those details. But boy, it's fascinating and exciting to be involved with a company that's coming out with so many innovative products, wouldn't you say?
Totally. And at the end of the day, folks, we always say you don't have enough time and money to make all the mistakes yourself. So you surround yourself around good people that you really like and trust. And so to toot the horn of opening the drawer of Mountain View Window and Door, find your Mountain View Window and Door general contractors and architects They are there to help you. All of these things we're talking about, bits and pieces, the trusted advisors of that company know these, all the details, and we live and we are window and door geeks and we love
Absolutely.
It. So the whole point of this show is all about take the good stuff. Hopefully you got something good out of it to help you grow your business. And I highly recommend you looking at the Anderson Corporation when it comes.
And to secure your vision and design is a really important element that we talk about frequently with our architect friends. And that is, you know, you go through this whole process of envisioning and designing, and we can help you get to the finish line with the window and door system that's going to work for you.
All right, baby. Thanks for all the good conversation, and look forward to getting feedback and helping everybody grow your business through Anderson Windows. You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed to help contractors and architects grow their business. To listen to more, go to our website, theartofconstruction.net, where you'll see show notes and all kinds of great information. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. And folks, thanks for listening.